are in the first weekend of January, and already you're looking at the Christmas tree and the holiday decorations and saying, they gotta go. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalecki and Christina Stoffo.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Stoffo will be by momentarily. Our guest this hour is noted divorce attorney Jacqueline Newman. Jacqueline's been on the show a few times before. Always brings some very interesting information. You know how it works. What is it, like only one out of every 26 marriages even makes it 6 months nowadays? I know it's not that bad, but there are a lot of divorces. That's why we have divorce court TV shows, and that's why we have our divorce courts all over this fruited plain, filled with people wanting to get away from each other forever, but get a appropriate settlement and agreement first. Well, Jacqueline has put together a list of things to look for and trends to look for when it comes to 2016 and divorce. And we will chat with Jacqueline Newman. And then it will be this week's edition of the Entertainment Report with Christina. And after that, you're in the wilderness. You're stranded. Things are going bad. What do you do? Well, if you have a certain piece of feminine protection, you can do a lot more than you would have otherwise. Yes, surviving in the wilderness with a tampon. We will have the story. Don't worry, Christina will be here to explain the whole thing with me as well. We start things off this hour with the holiday season is over. That's it. We've had all the holidays. Ryan Seacrest has stood in Times Square. Kathy Griffin has made a fool of herself with Anderson Cooper on the other side of Times Square. The ball is dropped. It's all over, and it's 2016. So we move on. We begin this new year. But before we move on, we have to kind of take care of some things. And the main thing to take care of, the holiday decorations. You trimmed your tree. You fixed up your house. You got lights all over the place. Lights strung around the tank around the toilet. It's ridiculous this year. When is enough enough? When do you begin to get sick of them? All right, my family. This year we actually put the tree up a little later than we normally do. It was up around December 15th. So it's still a novelty in the house. We will let it go to the end-ish of January, maybe that last full weekend, you know what I mean, of January, like around, I don't know, 26th, 27th, whatever it falls this year, and then you think about taking it down. Because my wife likes it for a while, and then we will get the, I'm sick of looking at it, I want it out of here, and so it will disappear. But it's nice to have it up for a good part of January, because January is boring. There's nothing going on. All right, well, you got football. Please, okay? The other 85% of us don't really care, okay? It's now the winter. I know, if you live on the East Coast, this is so weird because it doesn't feel like winter. At least it hasn't felt like winter until now or until yet. What's 70 degrees Christmas Eve in New York City, El Nino, La Nina, whomever, whatever is causing this thing. It doesn't feel like winter. So you don't really need the Christmas lights, the holiday lights, sorry about that, PC police, to be able to make you feel better, because we don't have the seasonal depression disorder thingy as much this year, I don't think, because you're walking around in shorts and a tank top in late December, early January. But when is enough enough for you? When is decking the halls pretty much like bamboo shoots underneath your fingernails? I've got to get this stuff out of here. But each family has their own limit of when it has to go. And isn't it weird when you kind of drive around the neighborhood and it's January 15th, 16th, and there's still that one house that is lighting up their Christmas lights every single night. And they have that reindeer that picks its head up and down, the light design thingy. And everybody starts to look weird at them. And you know what's even more weird? I don't know if you have one of these in your neighborhood. We did when I was growing up. They just don't turn the lights on anymore, but the lights are still on the house for next year. Nothing screams dad is lazy more than leaving the lights up for 12 months to only turn them on for that 1 month. Stay with us. Jacqueline Newman coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, the thickest, slickest Harley-Davidson brochure ever delivered to the ABM compound arrived this week. The next mile of Project Rushmore. Harley says they changed everything without screwing up anything. The son of Project Rushmore. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Harley's son of Project Rushmore. The twin cool models are able to deliver higher compression, more power throughout the riding range. ABM being a Luddite, the entertainment and infotainment color screen is more of a distraction than an attraction. But as always, everything's cool on two wheels, and if you like it, we do too. Harley is counting on son of Rushmore to keep them 2016 bikes rolling out the door. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Think Green. Harrison with you. There are now a whole spate of make-believe nonprofit think tanks posing as environmental stewards. One such example is the Heartland Institute, that's published a super slick glossy booklet for politicians and city councils all across the country. It's entitled 10 Principles of Energy Policy and could have been written by the CEO of Exxon himself. The opening preface says their research is far too complex for us, we the people, to be able to understand it all, so we should just go ahead and believe whatever they say. This particular phony environmentalism, tax-free by the way, says oil companies not only are not greedy, but gas prices are actually quite low. These kinds of booklets are being distributed to Congress and America's city officials far and wide in order for the less informed of them to repeat this money-making nonsense as official government information. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.